Well, you know, I always I feel like Raleigh is an exceptional community, and it's exceptional for lots of reasons. I think we have a great city government. You know, obviously I'm biased in that regard, and we have a great city government because we have just terrific employees. And but you know, when you look around and you see the things that the reasons we're successful, it's because citizens are engaged and care about the community. There really are lots of them that do, and that really is the sort of the basis of a successful community. I use, again, as an example, in the neighborhood college, I read a portion of the oath of the Athenian city-state, you know, where we're all sworn to leave our community better and more beautiful than it was transmitted to us. And so, you know, I think there really are a lot of people in this community that believe that, and they get invested in it, and they contribute. So I think that's good. When you look around, there's a lot of things that the city does on its own, but there are many, many things that we do in partnership. So we have some very, very strong partners here in the community. And, you know, just to mention a few, the Wake County is an extraordinary partner, has been for us for a long time. The Chamber of Commerce, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Downtown Raleigh Alliance, NC State University, the hospitals here, I mean, major institutions and businesses. There's hardly a thing that we've done that's really been great for our community that we haven't reached out and built a strong partnership. And those are not, that's not easy to do either. And then, you know, from a strictly business perspective, just from looking at the city, I always talk about sort of their three foundations of a really, really successful city. And you have to do all three to be really a very successful, high-quality city. You have to, number one, make sure you pay attention to basic services. That, you know, people expect that their home and their community is going to be safe. And so if you don't pay attention to public safety, you're going to be in trouble. People, you know, expect their utilities to be there. They need to have good water and reliable water, and they need to flush and make sure it's taken care of. It needs to be affordable. They need to be sure their streets are in good shape, that the garbage gets collected. These are things they can't do for themselves. They need to get at a good value. It's important to them. Their city needs to do that well, so focus on basic services. The second is to be financially strong. You know, no business can be successful unless it's really financially strong. And so in our case, we are, you know, AAA. It has the best financial footing. We're conservative in our finances and budget practices and all. We have strategic reserves. So we're able to, you know, hang in there when there are tough times. We're able to invest when there are strategic opportunities, so we really have good finances. The third is what really makes a community unique. And if you think about when you travel, what is it you remember about a community? And generally, you remember the history. Maybe it's historic buildings that you see. You remember the parks. You remember the museums, the public art. You remember if the air was clean, if you had access to nature. You know, things that are not basic services, but are important components that make a community and its quality of life unique. And, you know, sort of look around Raleigh and you think about what are those things that we built here. So I think Raleigh has those examples. Great basic services, very strong finances, and we've invested in quality of life. And so whether it's public art or culture or performing arts or whatever, maybe just look across the spectrum, successful parks bond issues. Again, the people in this community have made that important. I think that's why we have a first-class quality community, because we put all of those things together.